Today is May 20th, and on May 31st, we will celebrate Pentecost. The word Pentecost means 50th day. It brings to concluding fullness our celebration of the Lord's resurrection. For 50 days, we reflectively attend to and gratefully celebrate Jesus' new risen life. The church has a wonderfully generous way of celebrating Easter and the risen life, a full 50 days of celebration. And let's not forget that every Sunday is intended to be a continuation of that reflection and celebration. Jesus' resurrection, his risen life, stands at the very center of our lives as Christians. Every sacrament gives concrete shape and expression to what Jesus' risen life is all about. And so we find it's all about our own lives. Jesus' risen life is all about our own lives, our births and marriages, our struggles and our sins, our meals together, our growth in following Jesus. The collect prayer, or opening prayer, for today's Eucharist is a beautiful expression of that. I do think these collect prayers are an unused resource for many of us. It's an age-old truism that what the church deeply believes, she beautifully prays. And so let's listen intently to our deepest belief in the beautiful words of today's collect or opening prayer. There we pray. Grant, we pray, O Lord, that as we celebrate in mystery the solemnities of your Son's resurrection, so too we may be worthy to rejoice at his coming in glory with all the saints. The collect prayer describes what we have been doing since Easter. We have been recalling the mystery of God raising Jesus up to new life. But we do more than that, the prayer says. It says we rejoice at his coming to us in glory with all the saints. Glory is a key word here. It translates the Hebrew word kabod, which means God's felt, God's sensed presence. The prayer tells us we ask for the gift, the grace, of coming to rejoice at Jesus' coming in glory, Jesus' risen presence coming to be sensed and to be felt in and among all the saints, in and among us. We pray to recognize Jesus' risen presence in ourselves. We are praying that Easter resurrection may flow into Pentecost Church, flow into the community of disciples, flow into us. The Jesuit mystic and anthropologist Teilhard de Chardin tells us, joy is the infallible sense of God's presence. The collect prayer asks us to pray for that kind of joy. Even in these times of pandemic, may it be given to us all. May this joy be given to us all. Amen.